Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, I brought out the reinforcements today because yesterday we were talking about men's heels and how they're coming back and people were scoffing at me. So I need a little expertise. Laura LaPrat is on the phone line. She is Chicago's friendly fashionista.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so when I was a kid, you know, in the 70s, they had platform shoes. They were, you know, big heels, chunky heels. I still can remember I had a pair that were white and brown with a big bright white sort of over the foot part and brown on the heel and toe. I can't say they were my favorite, but they were hot or they were hip or whatever. And when you're 13, you want to do that. But I was reading in the Wall Street Journal that heels are coming back for men. Have you found that?
Yeah, I mean, everything always comes back, you know, it's just in what form. But I have to say, I think it's such a great, cool elevator in more ways than one for men to just instantly elevate their look. It's so sleek and can be such a confidence boost. So, yeah, I definitely think, especially with everything kind of going towards unisex fashion right now,
Well, you know, I was reading about the history of it yesterday, and actually the heels started in men in Persia, and they used the heels to hold onto the stirrups of their horses. And then women, hundreds of years later, started wearing heels sort of to look more masculine. So it's interesting you say it's unisex, because you're right, it's gone either way.
I think it's amazing that women took it over kind of to masculinize their looks, because it isn't always as comfortable. It became something that men steered away from. But I think people have been creating, because of the pandemic and even before that, trying to make things more comfortable. And there's so many options out there that really can be extremely comfortable and just confidence boosting and look really chic all at the same time.
So I'm 6'4". Should I wear heels?
I mean, if you feel confident doing it, absolutely. I've always said, as a personal stylist, I think that the number one outfit maker is confidence. So it really is what you're comfortable and confident in, because if you exude that confidence, you're going to feel great. Yeah. And honestly, no matter what height you are, giving that little boost can instantly make you look leaner and sleeker. And depending on the pant you're wearing, most people won't even notice. It really just, there's heels for men that are over the top, and then there's heels for men that, you know, are kind of hidden.
But you know what? You said something there about it's all about confidence, and that is so true. And that's why oftentimes, you know, honey, you look good in that. You have to say that the right way, because if you say it the wrong way, it's a confidence crusher, right?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, if someone's ever asking, you have to give the honest truth in like such...
What?
There's an art form to it.
You give the truth, the honest truth, really? My wife looks good in everything.
Well, I mean, as a stylist, I'm absolutely, yeah, exactly. But I want my clients to know that I am telling them the honest truth, and to give them, like, I want my clients to walk out the door knowing that they look bomb no matter what.
As a stylist in the age of the pandemic, are you just putting people in sweats and t-shirts, or what's going on?
That's such a good question. Well, honestly, I mean, I think it's been going on for so long now that everyone went through that, for sure. And athleisure wear is still super hot, which is great. You know, there's so many little cute sets out there for men and women in the athleisure wear department. But honestly, I feel like fall hit and people are ready to start having fun with fashion again. And, you know, the heels kind of go into that realm.
Right.
But I think people are also just ready to kind of embrace something that makes them feel good.
Are people buying whole outfits from you or just the tops because of the Zoom calls?
I absolutely have had styling appointments where I'm styling people from the waist up, for sure. I actually have one tomorrow for, she's going to be on TV, but it's through Zoom. So I just have to style her from the waist up, which is so funny that is our new normal. But people, you know, some people are still going into work. People, even just to walk their dogs, I'm styling people, you know, across the board. People want to go to the parks. The things they want to do, they want to feel good and confident doing.
Laura Pratt of Shopping Girl XOXO. Where do people find more information from you, Laura?
Yeah, www.shoppinggirlxoxo.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at shoppinggirlxoxo. Is always up to date with everything going on.
Great to talk to you. I can't wait for the next time.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.